I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Best of Enemies is a must-view film for our media-besotted age. At its center sit two restless bodies surmounted by talking heads. But they're a special pair of talking heads with incandescently insincere smiles and slasher tongues powered by superlative brains. Nothing like their hyperverbal combat had been seen before 1968, when ABC got the bright idea to have William F. Buckley and Gore Vidal debate one another on network TV during the Republican and Democrat conventions. And nothing like those debates has been seen since. At least not until Morgan Neville and Robert Gordon got the equally bright idea to do a documentary feature about the philosophical adversaries and personal enemies whose legacy changed the TV medium. Before the first of their 10 encounters, you might have supposed Buckley and Vidal would change TV for the better by elevating its level of discourse. Buckley was a conservative of rare eloquence and inspirational prominence. Vidal was a left-wing historian, novelist, and polymath man of letters. Here were two celebrated intellectuals bringing their knowledge and passion to a public forum at a pivot point of national crisis when America seemed to be tearing itself apart. They certainly elevated the entertainment quotient. Many of their early exchanges were devoted to cheerful character assassination as they tried to out-disdain one another. Buckley could barely bring himself to pronounce the title of a book he despised, Vidal's gleefully polysexual Myra Breckinridge. Vidal called Buckley the Marie Antoinette of the right wing. All of this is hugely entertaining to watch almost half a century later, but Best of Enemies is a serious film about a serious failure to communicate ideas. Instead of dialing down their invective and debating real-world issues, the war in Vietnam, racial strife in the South, Buckley and Vidal amped up their attacks on each other to the point of Vidal calling Buckley a crypto-Nazi and Buckley responding to his subsequent regret, "Listen, you queer, you stop calling me a crypto-Nazi or I'll suck you in your goddamn face and you'll stay plastered." It was great TV theater, but the film's persuasive thesis is that the Buckley-Vidal debates created the template for exactly what ails the wretched vestiges of public affairs on network TV these days. Rote encounters that exalt name-calling, mudslinging, and bullet-point argumentation over rational discussion and reasonable debate. And Best of Enemies raises a larger point by implication, that commercial TV has never fulfilled its promise as an information medium. Before the advent of the Buckley-Vidal debates and their poisonous spawn, TV's network news operations were bland and authoritarian. Now TV all too often reduces ideas into noisy assertions, simplistic slogans, and vulgar rants. Is there any way back? The real question posed by the medium's history is back to what? I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.